At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I cringed yesterday when my girlfriend Sam said she was going to be washing our duvet cover because I knew that that meant I would spend probably a half hour untangling the knots that the dryer turns our duvet cover into. Mm-hmm. When you put it in the dryer, it is a wet, beautiful duvet cover. Mm-hmm. When you take it out, it's like a Rubik's cube of knots.
I just shared this on an Instagram story yesterday. The duvet cover being taken out of the dryer, like, quote, I have a secret. And the secret is your wet laundry that's wound up in the corner of that duvet cover.
Oh, my God. That's another thing. Forget about the knots. How about the 35,000 things I found inside the duvet cover because they got sucked into the laundry?
And they're still wet.
And knots, you got to have a special kind of patience.
Yeah.
When my daughter's shoelaces would get into knots, I would have to, like, step back. I mean, okay, easy. Mm-hmm. It's fine. You'll get there. Just be patient. Fishing line. Mm-hmm. Same deal. Mm-hmm. You just got to work through it. The duvet cover is a special kind of irritation.
It really is.
Like it reminds me of like a rope ladder. That's what my duvet cover looks like when we take it out of the dryer. And legit, like 20 minutes trying to get it untied.
I have a solution for you, John, if you're interested. A home hack, if you will.
Ooh, a Tammy home hack.
Yes.
Tammy home hack. I'm thinking of the jingle right now.
I've gone through a few duvet covers, mainly because they drove me nuts. First of all, learning you have to get the ones that have the ties on the inside so that you can tie it to your comforter so it stays in place. Two, do you have the zipper ones? Do you have the button ones? And fighting getting that comforter back in the duvet cover is a nightmare
thing.
In itself.
We have a zipper one.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like witchcraft being able to do it correctly. So I took a note that I have noticed that most hotels do now. Hotels used to always have a duvet cover, you know, but now what they have instead is a flat sheet. Then it's the comforter, then your inner flat sheet on the bed. And so I decided to try this to see how it works. I figured hotels do it because it's so much easier to pull that sheet off and wash it and replace it than it is trying to do duvet covers when you're a hotel maid.
Hang on. I gotta wrap my mind around this whole new innovative way of bedding.
So let's make the bed. So we're going to put on the fitted sheet.
Okay.
Then we put a flat sheet down.
Flat sheet.
Then we put our comforter down.
No blanket.
Or a blanket, whatever you want.
Okay.
On top of the comforter, you put another flat sheet. So I, 2 weeks ago, this is so funny that you brought this up, John, because it was just 2 weeks ago I decided to try this, and I was wondering, is that top sheet going to slide off the comforter? Is it going to cause more of a problem? And when we were at Sequan last week, I paid attention to the fact that they use that top sheet instead of a duvet cover. And
the odd things you pay attention to.
I know, but it worked. It works. I haven't had a problem with it, and I haven't had to fight a duvet cover.
But your comforter
is protected by a flat sheet underneath and a flat sheet on top.
But doesn't your comforter still have a duvet cover on it?
No. You don't need one. That top sheet is now the cover.
Ah, wow.
See what I mean?
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
This could be a whole new world for me.
I'm serious. Unless you have, like, silk sheets or satin sheets or something like that might slide around, it works perfect. That cotton top sheet will just stay right on top of your comforter.
Yeah, I tried silk sheets out for a while. Slid right off the bed.
Yeah.
I did. No. Slid right, like, shoop.
But try it out and see what you think.
Tammy's mm-hmm. home hack. Mm-hmm. Look at you. What don't you have expertise in?
Well, I want to thank the expertise of hotel maids who are the reason that I even thought about it.
I wonder who had that idea.
I don't know, but it was brilliant.
Probably somebody who wasted most of their life untangling yes. duvet covers.
And can you imagine cleaning hotels and trying to put the duvet cover back on?
No.
You're like, there's got to be a better way. They found one.
Special kind of heroes, those who clean up. I'm not even joking.
I know. Just
clean up our dirty hotel rooms. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.